Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the Snake Pit.
All right. Snake Pit time. We had a night in Vegas last night before we came home early this morning. And if you're in Vegas nowadays, at least, I think the first thing you should look up is what is playing at the Sphere. Who is playing at the Sphere? And even if you have just the slightest inkling in your brain that you would enjoy whatever it is, go. Just go.
Yeah.
Get to the Sphere.
It's that good.
And we saw you two there a couple of years ago at the Super Bowl. And then last night, we were kind of bouncing around trying to figure out something to do. And we knew that the Wizard of Oz was playing there. And so I went and found tickets. It ain't cheap. You're paying $100 to go see the Wizard of Oz, but you're seeing it at the Sphere. And so Dave and I went. Bob and DJ had a hockey date. We'll get to that in a second. So it is the original Wizard of Oz. They're not tricking it up and doing Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon attached to it. It's just the Wizard of Oz.
But it's plenty tricked up.
It's so tricked up. First off, I'm glad that we did it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I definitely have no problem paying that type of money to go to an event like that.
And seeing it on a Tuesday, it was maybe a third full.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty sparsely attended.
Yeah, it was. And we went to the 8 o'clock showing, and they're very adamant. You got to get there on time, and they will not let you in after 8 o'clock, and we were really close.
Yeah, we were cutting it close because, you know, they have the F1 race this coming Saturday.
Right.
And so the strip is all messed up because they already have the barricades up and everything's down to one lane and all of these main thoroughfares. And so getting around in Las Vegas was worse than normal.
A half mile. It's like LA. It's like a half mile takes 25 minutes if you're in a car.
I was going to say, that's like Saturday late, right? Like it's a night race late Saturday night, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they got it all set up. They're ready to go. So we get in there, and it starts, and it's, you know, the thing about the Sphere is that the second whatever you're there to go see, whether it's a concert or whether it's, you know, a movie like this, the second the credits ended and the screen lit up, all 8 million, you know, square feet of it, everybody collectively goes, whoa.
Yeah. Because it's always,
wow.
I mean, I've only been there twice for you two and now for this, but they always have an experience that you walk into as you go to your seat.
Mm-hmm.
When it was the U2 show, it looked like you were in this ancient ruin that was made out of huge stone blocks.
It looks so real.
And then for The Wizard of Oz, it's like you are walking into a vintage movie theater. And so you see on either side curtains and balcony seating.
Wow.
And then,
that's cool.
And then you see the movie screen in front. And then all of that just vanishes and it becomes the entire screen when the movie actually starts.
Huh.
So it totally trips you out.
And it's, you know, look, I've not seen The Wizard of Oz in its entirety.
Why'd you say it like that?
Well, I don't know. Wizard of Oz.
It was like a killer.
Yeah,
I saw
like
The
killer.
Wizard of Oz maybe since I was like 8 or 9. I know it was on in my house and my kids would watch it when they were little and I would kind of, you know, being out of the room.
Baked.
Yeah. I can't believe how much I had forgotten about that movie. But yet, when the scene started to play out, I'm like, oh my God, I remember everything.
Yeah.
So I forgot everything, but remembered everything too.
Yeah.
Everything.
But the way they do this, it's on one hand incredibly impressive, on the other hand incredibly distracting. It's because they're filling this entire dome with imagery, and it's the original film is, you know, the 16:9 aspect ratio, whatever it is. And so what they had done is they basically cut out all of the characters and then they recreate the backgrounds. And so like the actors are digitally plopped into these scenes that take the original backdrop and make it so it fits this entire screen. And sometimes it works seamlessly and it looks great. Other times it looks really sketchy and there are like background actors. Some of them are new, mm-hmm. like they shot just for this, and some of them are from the original, and sometimes they get into a loop and they're a little AI glitchy.
Really?
It's weird, man.
It is really weird.
It's really, really strange, and yeah, everything looks way too CGI-y. It's interactive too, meaning there are fans, there's fake debris flying around when the tornado's happening.
Yeah, there's leaves and smoke flying around you.
Your chair is constantly shaking.
Yeah, the coolest part was the tornado and then the house crashing on top of the Wicked Witch of the East.
Yes. That was
because the house,
it's dropping on you.
It drops onto you and the whole building shakes.
Right. And it's a collective, "Oh!"
Yeah.
And then people were like, "Oh my God."
Everybody was like, "Whoa!"
Yeah.
It was great. And when they, after they finally meet the Cowardly Lion, so they have the whole group together, the four main characters.
Okay.
And they go into, or it might have been before that, when they go into the forest and Dorothy's hungry and she wants an apple.
Yeah.
And then the trees come to life. And the Scarecrow starts making fun of the trees, so they'll throw apples at them. And then they chunk apples into the crowd.
Oh, a little souvenir, yeah,
it's
Dave.
A little foam apple. And evidently, I was not paying attention, and this whizzed right by my head.
Like, right? I mean, a millimeter from his face. I go, "Dude, did you see that?" And he's like, "No, man."
What?
And then I look to my left because we're right on the aisle, and there's this apple sitting right there on the steps. So I was like, "Zoink!"
Yeah, the one that almost hit him in the face.
But it was, it's like when a foul ball goes into the stands at a baseball game. Like grown people are like diving over seats to try and get these little foam apples.
How much larger is the sphere than Cosm? Like, what's the different screen?
Oh, dude,
it's probably at least five times the size.
You wouldn't believe how big the sphere is.
It doesn't make sense.
It blows your mind.
In any video you see from any band, whether it's, U2 or The Dead or these movies that they're running or whatever, it doesn't do it justice at all. Like videos your friends show you, you can't imagine what a modern miracle this thing is.
Yeah.
But not only
outside and inside.
Not only is it, like, they're similar, though, in that they're, like, new technology for viewing experiences that make you feel like you're in an all-new environment that is so fresh.
Immersive.
Yes, immersive is the perfect word I was struggling to find there. And aren't they both James Dolan productions?
No, Cosm's not.
It's not?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't know how many people you can fit in Cosm, but you can fit 6,000 people in the sphere. So.
Yeah, they're... Yes, I don't in any way want to make anyone think they're same. It's just the same concept.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it has nothing to do with Cosm.
Well,
right, I'll walk that back.
It was awesome. Like, it's the Wizard of Oz for God. What if they, I was telling Dave, if they stuck like Die Hard or any of those classic, action flicks on there.
Yeah.
How incredible would that be?
I was saying if they would Cosm, or not Cosm, if they would spherify the original Star Wars,
yes,
yeah.
that would
be incredible.
Yes.
So you guys didn't feel weird about the price point or anything?
No, no.
It's part of playing poker out there, man.
It was worth it.
Okay. I mean, just at the end of the day, you're seeing a movie you've already seen for
$100.
$100.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's the sphere.
Yeah.
Right? They're selling the sphere, not the Wizard of Oz. Or the Wizard of Oz.
But yeah, the way they... sometimes you would see this really weird waxy texture on like the close-ups of Dorothy, or like they would show her aunt and uncle at the end of the scene, remember?
Yeah.
And I guess like in the original, the uncle's out of frame, so they have like CGI uncle, and then his face kind of morphs when it gets back to the original film, Uncle.
It's Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru, right?
I need you to read this, though, because at the end of the movie, they put the cast up. What joke did you just make?
He's making a Star Wars joke.
Okay, yeah.
What? What?
So they put the cast
read up. Read the last line.
So, you know, the little people are called the Munchkins.
Yes.
And
midgets.
So this was how they described our friends, the Munchkins, the actors.
The singer midgets as the Munchkins.
The singer midgets.
So there's a group out there called the Singer Midgets?
There was.
I mean, not anymore. This movie was made in 19...
Hey, Mini-Kiss.
Here's the other thing. That movie was made in 1932. Freaking amazing.
Yeah.
That they pulled off the stuff that they were able to pull off.
By the way...
32, is that right?
The worst part of it, though, was the wizard. The wizard himself, because it looked like Jim Carrey from The Mask.
Yeah, it did.
Because that was... I mean, I don't know what the original wizard looked like in the actual movie, but the way they did it in the sphere was ridiculous.
It was over the top stupid.
But they did have like real flames shooting up, pyrotechnics.
No, they went all in to make sure this was an event and not just you're sitting there watching a movie.
Right. Because, I mean, they're looking for how can they fill this place on off nights when they don't have shows, when they don't have concerts, and this is a great idea.
Yeah.
I also feel like that the trees in the movie were rapey.
Okay.
They were rape trees. They wanted to rape her, and it was weird. I got bad vibes from the trees.
Was that new from the original?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Were the trees nude?
No, they had their bark on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys know Judy Garland died at 47?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, she was really into pills.
She loved her booze, too.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hate that.
Somehow I've outlasted her 10 years.
Well, moment of silence for Judy Garland.
Indeed.